Grand Canyon University has hired former Phoenix Police Chief Joe Yonner as the school's Director of Public Safety. Yonner retired from the force last year after more than 30 years with the department. He'll oversee GCU's 170-member campus security force. The school is also still partnered with Phoenix PD on a $1 million five-year effort to reduce crime in the West Phoenix neighborhood. Collaboration between campus security and local police is considered important, given that most crime against students actually occurs off campus. That's according to the International Association of Campus Law Enforcement Administrators, and the executive director of that organization joins us for a few minutes. Sue Reisling is also a former campus police chief of many years. Sue, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Can you give me an idea, based on what you think, the significance of a longtime big city police officer, also a former chief, coming on to a university campus? Does that indicate that campus safety, nearby neighborhood safety, are getting more and more complex?
No, I think it probably indicates that they got the best person for the job. The chief is a long-tenured professional in a neighboring jurisdiction, so he knows the ins and outs. He's got all the great relationships locally, as well as with, obviously, the municipal police. And so he can probably just take their security efforts to a new and higher level.
I mentioned a moment ago how important the collaboration seems to be with off and on campus. Is that, in fact, growing more significant?
It is, because, you know, the criminals don't necessarily know that they're on or off a campus or in or out of a city. And so the flow back and forth of crime and criminals is constant. So both jurisdictions have to be in tune with what's going on in the other.
There are some who've commented that, certainly not in all cases, but in many cases, universities are located sometimes in areas that are not considered the best, sometimes high crime areas. So is it important for, in this case, we mentioned how Grand Canyon is collaborating with local police because of things that happen off campus, does that become more of a concern because of sometimes the neighborhoods that schools are located in?
Yes, and, you know, in many campuses are located in neighborhoods that are struggling, but they can also be the economic engine to build those communities back up. And they're also kind of a beacon of hope for those folks who want a different life, who are right in those areas, who don't have to commute very far to get an education and to better their lives. So it's a bit of a two-edged sword.
I find that I'm using the word complex a lot in our conversation, but are things becoming more complex as well as the threats become more complex? As, you know, people are gathered on campus, certainly the terrorist attack in Manchester was not on a university campus, but as things like terrorism become more ever-present in people's minds, does that make things more complex as well, thinking about the possible threats?
Absolutely. You know, and on campuses, Virginia Tech, of course, rings very true, and so many other challenges that have happened on college campuses. College campuses, you know, in the olden days used to be this kind of bastion of the ivory tower. And today what it really is a flow of society. And back and forth, we see people who come to campuses because, unfortunately, they're target-rich environments for preying on young people who have their minds elsewhere. And in addition, they're not always located, as you stated, in the best, if you will, neighborhoods. And so it is a challenge. You add in terrorism and the fact that there are just so many different avenues now, whether it's just jumping in a car and running people down on sidewalks, very difficult to figure out how to prevent those types of things or how to get a handle on those types of things. The Manchester situation, as you pointed out, that could have easily been a college arena. It wasn't in Manchester, England. Our hearts go out to those folks. But, you know, clearly universities and colleges have arenas, big venues, lots of people, and that type of thing could happen. And that's why security on even the smallest of campuses is getting to be a much more complex and multi-layered effort than it used to be.
Sue Reisling is Executive Director of the International Association of Campus Law Enforcement Administrators. And Sue, thanks for joining me for a complex conversation.
Thank you.